This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and practicing physician John Fleming, Republican representing Louisiana's 4th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in this ever-changing health care debate. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thank you for having me once again.
Well, the big news of the day, at least according to the cable news channels, is that Dennis Kucinich, the very liberal House member from the Cleveland area, has actually decided after a trip with the president on Air Force One and probably a little bit of arm twisting on board that he, in fact, will vote for the Senate version of health care legislation. Does that really signify a major shift in the momentum here?
Well, I don't really think so, Greg. For one thing, Congressman Kucinich actually wants a more liberal view, a more liberal version, if you will, of this bill. He knows that that's not going to happen anytime soon, and I suspect that he pretty much used that as a lever to get some perks, like a free ride in Air Force One. Of course, that's only speculation, but we're not surprised at all, because this is the most liberal government takeover of health care that's on the table. So it's either that or nothing for him. So viewing it through his eyes, I would have done the same thing.
Congressman, most of those on the fence, of course, are the more moderate Democrats, the Blue Dogs and so forth, who think this might be going too far and may not be paid for. This probably calls for a little bit of speculation, but if someone the other side of this debate who doesn't think it goes far enough is saying it's okay, do you think that perhaps raises some more doubts in the minds that they might go your way?
It's very speculative. No one seems to know. I'm not even sure the Democrat leadership knows how many of these people are going to break. I think there's as many as 20 to 25 Democrats who are holding out for the CBO score, Greg, and that was supposed to have been out latest on Monday. And that, I suspect what's happening is that they keep throwing it back to the CBO, finding out ways to manipulate, twist, and get the numbers down where they at least look decent, even though we know that they're truly smoke and mirrors. And I think until they get those numbers up, many members are not going to make their final decision. And on top of that, as you know, to keep their fingerprints off this, the Democrat leadership wants to pass this under a deeming parliamentary procedure, which would in essence pass the bill without actually an up and down vote on the underlying Senate bill, and therefore to sort of not be accountable for the sweetheart deals, the Louisiana Purchase and the Nebraska Cornhusker kickback and all of that that's contained within that bill.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman John Fleming, who, as I mentioned in the beginning, is a practicing physician. And Congressman, take us inside your practice a little bit. Tell our listeners what you specialize in, and if you were Dr. Fleming and not Congressman Fleming, how would this impact your practice?
Well, I'm a family physician. I practiced 6 years in the Navy as a family physician, and I've been a family physician for 30 years. My practice still operates, and I practice from time to time. Have plans to see patients, in fact, in April. This would be devastating for primary care providers, because it will dump more and more people into Medicaid, which pays about 30 cents on the dollar. It will increase the demand for primary care services without reimbursement. And you may have seen a recent study that came out that 46% of practicing physicians said they're going to quit practice if this goes through. So it's only going to increase the strains on family physicians in particular, but doctors in general.
Congressman, in terms of the way that members of Congress approach this, you tried to attach an amendment to the original House version back in November that was voted down along party lines that basically would have automatically enrolled every member of Congress into the public option. Explain why you did that and why you think folks didn't go along with that.
Well, I think it's the litmus test. If it's so great for the American people and we're the decision makers, why shouldn't members of Congress and even the president himself be subject to it? I reached out to my Republican colleagues, over 100 co-sponsored the bill, reached out to every Democrat, including Nancy Pelosi. Not one signed up or co-sponsored. But we've had over 12 million Americans since July to come to our website in support of this, and 3 million actually signed up in support. So there's no question the American people are on board with this. They feel that whatever perks or coverage, particularly in health care, that members of Congress get, that the American public should get. And by the same token, if this government takeover of health care is crammed down the throats of the American people, that members of Congress should have to deal with the same bureaucratic problems that they do.
Congressman, we're 4 days away from President Obama departing on his now delayed trip to Asia. When he leaves, do you believe that he will have already signed this package?
I would really still have to say, Greg, it's 50-50. There are many unanswered questions. We're told to expect a vote this weekend, which would be, I guess, the final step, at least as far as the House is concerned, before something is signed by the president. But we really think that the true hard date on this will be March 26, which would be the beginning of the Easter recess. If they don't have the votes this weekend, they'll start back on it next week and hopefully try to get it before we're released for recess, because I guarantee you, when the Democrats go back to their districts, they're going to get an earful about this, whether it's been passed or not.
Congressman, we'll keep watching for that and obviously all the developments that may come in the next couple of days. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Great. Always a pleasure, Greg.
We appreciate your time, sir. Louisiana Congressman John Fleming, also a practicing physician, represents Louisiana's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.